We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking today with Robin Cole, Executive Director with Pawnee Mental Health Services, and been talking about a lot of different things, and got some new programming here that we're going to talk about, and this one is an ag assistance program. A little interesting here. What's the angle for this program?
You know, we've been hearing news both at a national level and at a state level about the increasing mental health needs of farm families. And we know that there have been increasing number of deaths related to suicide in the farm community, in the agricultural community. And maybe not as much being done as could be done. And so our own staff got together and were talking about some of the needs that they've seen. And it emerged out of conversations internally that there was a need to do something to provide more assistance to people who were working in the agriculture industry, especially those who don't have access to either health insurance to pay for services, or for folks who don't have access to an employer-paid employee assistance program. You know, when you work with a company that has an EAP program, a lot of times you have the benefit of having your supervisor or your boss recognize that you have a problem that you could use some help with. But when you're just working for yourself, there may not be somebody around to recognize that you could benefit from mental health care. And so we've developed this program. And when I say developed, I would say we're still in some ways developing it. But the program is for anyone who is self-employed, is a farmer or a rancher, any individuals who are employed by them or work for them, their spouses, their dependents. And what the Ag Assistance Program does is it provides 4 free mental health therapy sessions. And so those sessions would be available to do assessment of what the situation is, and then to work with the individual to try to identify what it is that they're needing. Those therapy appointments can happen in person, or they can happen through telehealth. And you know, when we describe telehealth, we're really talking about both the phone and televideo or Zoom. You know, whichever really better meets the needs of the individual who's calling in and who needs help. And so because this is a program that we've developed internally, it's being supported through donors and through sponsorships, individuals who are very much drawn to the needs of farmers and ranchers and those in the agriculture community, you know, who want to help provide this level of care for individuals who have been, you know, negatively affected because of economic and financial impact on farmers and ranchers. Really, that was happening both before the pandemic, but then really exacerbated by circumstances of the pandemic. And so for individuals who would like to take advantage of the opportunity to access services through our Ag Assistance Program, all they need to do is to call their local Pawnee number and ask for the Ag Assistance Program. And then for individuals who might want to help support this free level of care to farmers and ranchers and their employees or their spouses and families who need care, they could contact our marketing and development director, Di Henriks Tomuren, and her number is 587-4300. She's at extension 527, but if you don't remember the extension, that's not a problem. Just give her a call at 587-4300.
I was just looking over some statistics here while you were talking about suicide rates among farmers, and they are, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, among the most likely to die by suicide compared to other occupations. That, according to a January 2017 study by the CDC, that is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And that's part of why this is so important. It's part of why it's so important that we have resources that are available to them. It's part of why it's so important that those resources be flexibly obtained. Again, whether it is by going into an office, you know, to see a therapist, or whether it's by sitting, you know, in the cab of your tractor out in the field on your cell phone, talking to a mental health provider. Part of the way we've designed this is so that it can be flexible and adaptive to whatever the needs of the farmer or rancher and their employees or family members are.
All right. Well, that's a good program to have. So thankful that we have that information here this morning from Pawnee. What are some other things in the works right now for Pawnee Mental Health?
You know, there's another really big initiative that we're involved in, and it springs out of the Excellence in Mental Health and Addiction Act of 2014. This is a federal legislation that goes back to 2014, where a federal definition and criteria for certified community behavioral health clinics was developed. And these certified community behavioral health clinics are basically a new provider type in Medicaid, and they're designed to provide a comprehensive range of mental health and substance use disorder services. And for those organizations and entities who meet the definition and criteria to be a certified community behavioral health clinic, they're able to receive an enhanced Medicaid reimbursement rate that is based on their costs rather than just based on the rate that their local state has determined that they should be paid. And so, you know, CCBHCs, or maybe I should say community mental health centers, really are sort of the logical kind of entities to develop into certified community behavioral health clinics, because so much of what we already do is part of what is required of certified community behavioral health centers. And so the certified community behavioral health centers, you know, the purpose of them is to create access, to stabilize people who are in crisis, to provide whatever necessary treatment is needed for the folks who have the most serious, the most complex mental illnesses and substance use disorders. But it's also about making sure that those individuals have access to also the physical health care needs treatment needs that they have. And so certified community behavioral health clinics integrate additional services to make sure that the approach to mental health care also not only emphasizes recovery and wellness, and that it's trauma informed, but that there is also that physical and behavioral healthcare integration. So Pawnee Mental Health applied for a federal certified community behavioral health center startup grant on March 1st. And if awarded, that grant is worth up to $2 million per year for 2 years. This was the second a round of opportunity to apply under. It was a second federal legislation. Again, the Excellence in Mental Health and Addiction Act of 2014 established the definition and the criteria for certified community behavioral health clinics. And then in 2019, there was an expansion act that increased the amount of federal funds available for community mental health centers across the nation to apply to develop the skills, to develop the services, to develop the staffing that they needed to meet that criteria for being a certified community behavioral health clinic. So we're excited about it. As we see it, this is the direction that the community mental health system is going. I think that what we're going to see over time is that community mental health centers across the nation will evolve into or will evolve themselves into these certified community behavioral health clinics. It's not enough, though, just to receive this federal grant, because the federal grant only provides funding for that, those sort of startup costs. It does not include the Medicaid payment rate and doesn't provide the financial foundation to sustain the activities over the long term. And so then that becomes a state kind of an issue. And so then states across the country who've been part of this are amending their Medicaid programs to support this certified community behavioral health center initiative. And in fact, this year, there are several bills in front of the Kansas legislature that would establish the certification process for certified community behavioral health clinics in Kansas. And so we've been very encouraged by what the Kansas legislature is doing. What we're seeing is some very positive response to the certified community behavioral health clinic initiative.